swear to God, my whole thing been wicked. Tried to keep the peace, but all our peace around is bitches. I see the topic now, but everything is snitching. If it's allegations, you snitching, then I promise, nigga. Thank God for me, all my bitches gon' lie for me. Thank God for me, Lil G-Wagon that Tesla cheap. Thank God for me, all my niggas gon' slide for me. All my niggas gon' for me. Nigga, go to hell, you ain't fed. The white bitch do what I said. You rap niggas stay on your pairs. The truth been coming out fairs. My neck piece looking like pears. The Maybach, me and her married. I look down, nigga, that's scared. The rat tails need to get buried. You hanging on to it now barely. Move on, nigga, that's clarity. Nigga, that's scandalous. Y'all red-handed on candy. Bitch ass nigga, you fancy. IG looking like Bambi. Real life nigga, no Grammy. Big watch nigga, it's gloss. Quick flex, gotta get off. Get back nigga, you off. Shoe shine nigga, keep dancing. Catalog really extends. Big fees, one of my features. No cheese, one of my seat. Blue lips, really, I'm speechless.
What's going on?
Shit getting tricky out here, my nigga, what's going on?
He tellin', he tellin', he tellin', he tellin'. Who tellin'? Boy, going on?
Man, it was supposed to be a secret, man.
On God, you niggas lame. On God, you niggas shame. On God, you niggas aim.
Fuck who I want, on God. With a hoe right now, on God. I'm a fucker in the face, on God. The American dream, hoorah. Why this police ass niggas going live? He lie, we slide. We slide. A fucker in the face, hoorah. I done ran from the Porsche, just vibes. Heard a real ass nigga won't die. Shit, a legend like me can't die. I'm alive, who lie? I've been popping this shit since 9. Few times, more times. If I go right now, I'm fine. If I die right now, I'm fine. With a mirror at home, I'm fine. Got a bucket at home, still mine. Got the same little Rory that climbs. I shine, big time. Boy, you gotta catch up, you blind. Got a girl, dark skin, she fine. Okay, rewind. Got a new little thing that grind. Got a best friend with her, that's mine. Keep trying. If you couldn't do the work, why sign? Want the money or you wanna inspire? Cause the same old crying get tired. You liar, you fire. The bullshit we on. The chain on neon. The frostbite on my wrist, you cling on. The dead weight on my back, just get on. My tongue kiss serving the white hold of Leon. I put gold seats in the house just to pee on. I used to be on Perks and Xanax, that was kudos. The money got too big, cash on sumo. Thank God for me, all my bitches gon' lie for me. Thank God for me, Lil G-Wag or the Tesla cheap. Thank God for me, all my niggas gon' slide for me. All my niggas gon' for me.
Young scoliosis, smothered pork chops on a bed of white rice with heavy pepper. Your fave podcast could never. It's the German bomber, the pod father, red shirt Zeddy. Wipe me down, bitch, I'm clean. I swear on my mama, I'm clean. Join with me today, ladies and gentlemen, the most infamous, the most sought after, Derrick Rose, ACLs, the leader of growth and development in the urban south side of Chicago, Staten Hat, the math guy, the stat guy, young fried okra, with some of that Harold sauce on the side and an ice cold Pepsi. None other than Boo-a.
Your ass is retarded. Oh, fuck you, dude.
Nah, that Harold sauce. Niggas is telling me about that shit.
I should have hit, man. Some of them be different from other ones. Like, that's what I be hating. Like, but yeah, it's still like when you know the ones to go to, which heroes to go to. Like, yeah, that mouth sauce is wicked. It's wicked.
Well, I mean, do you even go back anymore? Because you're wealthy. So I know that.
You're funny.
Sometimes when people get a certain level of, You know what I'm saying? A little scooyadel, a little bread in their pocket. It's like, you know, I can't be seen in places like this no more. Are you one of those guys?
I'm far from that guy. I probably eat Harold's like twice a week.
Okay, with a pocket full of cash. Hey, if y'all see WAP, don't ask him for an autograph. He will protect himself.
Facts. It will not end well.
Yeah.
Unless you a female or something.
Nah, I don't even trust that, dog. Like, I'm in San Antonio and I stay at the same spot every time I go. And I was there in March and I was back there in May, like 2 weeks ago. And like the people at the hotel, like they know how I give it up. Like they know I'm in and out. You know, they know I'm coming through. I got my red drink. I might bring me some lick. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm going to get my food. I'm going up to the room. And motherfuckers saw me with my pod merch on. Hey man, I listened to your show. That's cool, man. It's like you not the regular desk lady, bro. This might be a setup. Like bitch got a knife in those cowboy boots.
Oh my life. You ain't lying about that though. I ain't saying yeah. Yeah, I ain't gonna play with everybody, but you know what I mean.
But All those big ugly women in San Antonio, y'all can get photos and autographs with me. I trust a big ugly San Antonio woman. I do. I don't know why I do. They have a certain smell to them, and they feel like a safe space.
No asses.
Just saying, you ever hug a motherfucker and you just knew you were safe? Like, not grandma, but like anybody else on earth.
Next comment.
Yo, WAP out here hugging niggas? Hold on a second. Who am I podding with? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put that on your jacket. That was crazy.
I'm not JP, no.
Nah, yo, is son really like, is he really bi?
Are you buying
the bi?
I mean, listen, he said it. I mean, I got that. Listen, bro. If you say you willingly was with another man, bro, like that's the definition of bad. But like, I ain't gonna be too deep in that. I would really say you're gay at that point. But you know, he clearly still fooled women. So I just think that we doomed, bro.
We're like, doomed,
society, bro. Like, yeah, bro.
As a society, we're doomed.
Yeah, man.
Because JB likes a little dick from time to time, bro, or for other reasons.
It's not even that. It's the fact that, like, nobody cares. It's like, I ain't gonna say doom, I guess. I guess it's like the new 70s around this motherfucker, man. Like, everybody is doing drugs and fucking. Everybody. Fucking
sounds like a vibe.
A fucking orgy though.
Oh. Like, that's not a vibe.
I be seeing, bro, like, you know, you got the girls, they do their all girls party, but it's a lot of pussy eating going in that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, and then they say, you know, these niggas that play the games all day together, these niggas be low key. Like, bro, it's just, you just hear the shit that's going on today, bro. It's like, wow. Everybody just doing drugs, getting drunk. Like, it's just, I don't know, man.
See, I find that difficult. Yeah, the gamer guys, they catch a bad rap because women that don't understand gaming, and also men that don't understand gaming, be like, man, that shit gotta be gay. That shit gotta be gay. You on the game talking to dudes all day long? That shit gotta be gay. And it's like, bro, well before niggas was making money with gaming, gaming was just something safe for you to do. I was on house arrest and got some of my best gaming in. I couldn't leave. You feel me? Like, I'm talking to the Xbox 360 days. Like, nigga, I was stuck in the house for six straight. You goddamn right I'm gonna pick up a hobby, nigga.
I feel you. I can't deny that. I feel you.
I think guys get a bad rap. I think also, and this is crazy. I probably shouldn't even say this, but it is the World Is Yours podcast. And sometimes you just gotta, you know, you just gotta say shit. I think a good portion of this sexual liberation movement, I think that shit is just attention seeking.
Oh, I agree. It's just the climate that, you know what I'm saying? It's like what people won't do for clout today. That's what it is.
Oh, I 100% the young bull talked about having sex with another man was a clout chasing moment. If you saw what it did for Lil Nas X, I mean, it'll cost you some street cred. You're going to get some funny looks at the dinner table around Thanksgiving. But if I bought the table, do it really fucking matter? If I bought the fucking table, like, bro, about me sucking dick at this table and security will escort you out.
I don't think, yo, the motherfuckers that's eating off you, don't, they ain't gonna have no opinion. They can't really, like, you motherfucker gonna stop fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you got a problem? All right, cool then. No, you know what I'm saying? No free concert for you tonight. No, whatever. Like, motherfucker gonna take whatever it is away that they giving you. So, like, that's why a lot of times, like, when you rich, it's important to have people that's not afraid to tell you how they really feel, too. Because a lot of motherfuckers, they'll be just yes men, whatever you say. I ain't, before a motherfucker even said, like, you heard about JP, motherfucker probably was just talking about, I can't stand the fact, I can't stand sissies. Ooh, then you hit your man's one, but he looking out for you. You gonna be like, man, hey man, it's, you know.
Even the niggas that did the podcast with him tried to look out, and they was just like, oh shit, my bad, bro. No Diddy. He was just like, no Diddy. Like, no, this is a Diddy situation.
Yeah.
Like, he had to clear it up because they was trying to clear it up for him. Don't back me up, my nigga. I got it. Like, JB, you a wild boy. But, you know, we heading into Pride Month. Love wins. Always, love wins. Shout out to the most protected and advanced class in society today. No hate, no shade. And we not pausing for the whole month of June. That's how we gonna honor Pride Month on the pod. Boo up.
You gonna honor it.
Huh?
You gonna honor it.
We not pausing the whole month.
Shit, I'm pausing every day.
Nah, no, look, you no shave November, no pause June.
I don't know nothing about the man, listen, to each his own, do you? But, like, I don't have to partake in it. I don't have to acknowledge it for real.
This nigga said he's not going to acknowledge the entire month. Are you just skipping to July?
My birthday in June, so I'm definitely going
to. Oh, damn. That's why they made it Pride Month. Mm. I ain't even do the science, my brother.
You're funny.
I ain't even do the science. It's yours. Hey, it's yours, bro. The whole month, it's yours.
Yeah, that's my beat up. But like, nah, I'm not, man, bro. Like I said, each his own, man, you know.
Damn, niggas is getting old, bro. You getting old. What are you doing this year for your birthday?
I have no clue yet. I have no clue yet. No clue. When you get a certain age, like a lot of times, shit, it be just like, it's like whatever. Motherfuckers, you gonna have to just go out and do what you really want to do and shit. You can't really plan shit with motherfuckers. Everybody got lives and families and shit, you know. It be just different now.
I'm with you on that. I don't plan things with a gang of people. I plan shit with the niggas that I know won't have any excuses to not participate.
Yeah. And even them niggas last minute. Man, Joe, such and such here happened. You know, motherfucker stole my motherfucking, my roof.
Yo, niggas stole your roof? Hey.
Damn. Hell yeah, man. Whole time they laid over the bitch, some shit. Like, that's all. Motherfucker, I used
to. See, I took shit into my own hands a couple years ago. But this year, week after my birthday, going to the Nas concert. 30th anniversary of Illmatic. The last Nas show I went to was the 25th anniversary, and that was on my birthday. So this is the 30th joint, same location. My man that I went with last time, boom, hit him up. Yo, Nas concert, July 21st, you down? Yeah, I'm down. Cool. Hit my other man up. Yo, Nas concert in your backyard, like 15, 20 minutes away from where you live. You down? Yeah, that's cool. I look up the tickets. Nigga, I got like row F. Like row F.
You was in that motherfucker.
Bro, I'm talking about like I'm 5 rows away from Nas. Mm-hmm. Dead center. Tickets. Ticket 7 and some change before the fees and the taxes. Before I push enter, they told me I had 12 minutes to make my mind up. I made a conference call. Hey, both of y'all, these tickets is a ticket. 7 and some change. Probably going to be about 9 something. We've been friends since knee high, since schoolyard days. I don't want the money before, but I'm getting on a plane about 10 days after this concert. I need that money in my pocket before I get on this plane. Yo, I got you. $700, that's a lot of money. All right, I'm about to cut that nigga ticket. But he said he was good. Cool. I get the ticket. I'm staying at one nigga house. So I'm forcing niggas to into the situation. You can't avoid it though. But I think when you get older, you have to be more proactive with getting niggas involved because niggas is going to nigga. Like I think that's where women got us beat. Because no matter how old a woman is, if she's turning 33 or 26, her birthday is the most important day of the year.
Absolutely.
And they planning for it. Bitch, I got this outfit for my birthday in 6 months. You don't even know if you're going to be the same size, bro.
Facts.
she looking up makeup today for a beat that she want to put on her face in 8 months. Her friends is altering their outfits because you can't be a badder bitch than the birthday bitch. You wasn't, I can hear that shit in the argument now. Bitch, you wasn't even flying, you weren't even cute on your birthday, bitch. Like, I can hear that shit now. Like, they have photo shoots. I can't scroll no social media without a bitch butt naked with some sprinkles and some fucking cake frosting on her titties and a big ass sash that say happy birthday, my 33rd chapter, my 34th chapter. Like, they go all out for their birthdays, and it's a team and group effort. And I'm not 100% sure why. I mean, I think it's just celebrating your peoples, and niggas just, we're just so laissez-faire. We just so nonchalant.
In the words of my nigga Charleston White, them bitches is unrealistic. That's why. It's your fucking birthday. Cool. Sit your ass down. Go out. Kick it. Bring your dumb ass back home, man. God damn.
But get drunk in the middle of that.
Yeah. Like, but they birthday a whole week, though. Bitches be birthday be whole week. This is my birthday. Bitch birthday until Sunday. She starting Monday. Gotta do this brunch with my bitch. Like, it's too much.
You know they don't be having PTO to be doing all of that celebrating.
They don't be having shit. They damn near lose a job trying to go out for their
like, hey,
they fucking done, bro.
I dated a woman that every time she took some days off or went on a trip or spent some money, something bad would happen. And she always is like, yo, that's why I'll never do shit. And after like the third or fourth time that shit happened, I was like, God damn, bitch, you right. Like, yeah, you shouldn't go out of town. Like, you were protected. Nothing was going on at your job whatsoever. You go out of town for 3 days on a girl's trip, you come back and the boss beefing with you because your cash register was short 60 days ago.
Damn.
Like, bitch, you fucking up the grocery store money?
Hell yeah.
Shorty got fired because her register was over. That means you didn't give our customers the right amount of money back. Bro, I can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. But I'm gonna lose my job because I made y'all some extra money. Y'all in the business of making money. And finna fire me behind it.
You not damn, that's fucked up. But you should have knew your math and been pocketing that little over.
Listen. They got this shit on the machine, bro. Like, this motherfucker gave me $20.48. The bill was $18.48. I just gotta give you two singles back. That's it. Like, I'm not making those kind of mistakes with somebody else's money. Cause I wouldn't make those kind of mistakes with mine.
But if they just so happily walk off without their change, you know, I'm gonna put that change in my pocket.
Yeah. I mean, you know. I like to steal free shit.
Do you hear me? That shit going home with me.
Shit, we got paid tithes in the church. Hello? Yeah. Church of me.
You feel me? Fuck that. Our women just be overdoing the birthdays, bro. They really do. They damn near, I'm telling you, you're damn near, it's damn near like a month's rent or some shit, you feel me? Mortgage or some shit, just for them to go out for a week type shit, bro.
And you brought up my man, which is crazy.
Who?
Charleston White.
Oh, that's my dog.
You know what? I dislike him a lot because I think some of his commentary just don't be needed. But when I put all that shit in a capsule, this nigga's really a content machine.
Hell yeah. He definitely a content machine. That ain't no question.
I gotta appreciate it. Now, he look a little crazy lately, you know, walking out on these interviews, getting in verbal altercations with niggas that's trying to interview him because they're hitting him with the bait and switch. They're paying him to show up, and then they're immediately calling him on bullshit and not letting him get away with some of the, you know, some of the little bullshit that he be saying. And he don't want to lose on camera. So he get up and leave. But now you got to give the bag back.
No, that's true. But I do think like, one interview I seen, dude asked him, like, what would you do if I got up and hit you in your shit? Like that ain't no question you ask another man, bro. Like, them like, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing to challenge my thoughts and my points and shit like that. But it's another to, like, flat out, like, say some shit like that. That's almost like, oh, I'm finna let you come punch on me. Come on. Like, nah. Something gonna happen to you. That's what he says. Something gonna happen to you. You ain't finna just come punch me. Fuck. And he got
never.
Cause like at that point, you know what I'm saying? Now I can go real left quick. And I don't blame him. Like he say some, like motherfuckers, he said, I seen some shit he said the other day. He was like, motherfuckers want to be prize fighters. I'm a surprise fighter, nigga. The fuck you talking about? Fuck. I'm going to shoot your ass. I might stab your ass. Something going to happen to you. For real, though. Like, I'm not out here. I don't blame him. He like, I'm not a big man. You feel me? Like, ain't nobody just finna run up on me. I'm not going, bro. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him, bro. You're not finna catch me lacking. Fuck that.
You know, I think if I was at his level, and I don't know how much money security costs, but I'd pay a healthy amount for security. And then just tell niggas like, yo, I do not feel safe. Can you go beat that nigga up? Like, that nigga is, he's infringing on my personal space, bro.
He got to have a security team. Ain't no way you talking the way he talking don't have some type of security. He got to have security around.
World class troll. He got to have security. I remember seeing videos of him way, way, way before he blew up. And he was talking about beating OSHA in the head. He was on some construction worker shit. And he said he would go to a construction site. He would get a job. He'd get comfortable. And construction workers talk like construction workers. So one day he'd go tell the boss, yo, I don't really like what old boy talking about the pussy he got over the weekend. Tell him to stop. If the shit don't stop, well, now he just call OSHA and tell all the violations that y'all niggas is doing when it comes to the safety of this building. And now you can't fire him because it's retaliation. And now he want to sue because you didn't handle the harassment that took place. But we're not going to make a big deal out of it. We just going to settle for about $40,000. And a nigga would lay up for a couple months, go find another construction site, and do the same shit all over again.
That nigga got a scheme.
I was perplexed. You mean to tell me I'm in working for this fucking white man?
Man.
When I could be dropping dimes on the white man?
Facts.
I could be the black John Stockton of construction?
Stupid.
Impossible. Oh, talk about dropping dimes. Oh, man. WAP, I know you've had a good fair share of jobs. What's the most risky thing you did on the clock?
I mean, shit, I did some risky shit. I mean, you talking about as it pertains to the job or like just in general, like some shit that can get you fired?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Definitely done smoke some weed on the job. Definitely done fuck some on the job before too. Yeah, I did some risky shit, man, safe to say.
I mean, I worked at the Sevy. Shout out Joe. Shout out Cheese. Shout out the King. Y'all know how we gave it up at the Sevy. Great place to work. Might have been my favorite job ever. This happened in California's back of the woods, my brother. This happened out in San Diego. So, a police officer recently resigned. And the reason why he resigned, this is Officer Anthony Hare. He arrested a woman because he suspected she stole a car. On the way to the headquarters, he driving, shorty in the back seat, and you can hear her on the dash cam. And she told the cop, "Yo, I'm trying to fuck." Cop like, "Excuse me?" She like, "Yo, are you single?" Cop said, "Yeah, but you not." The suspect says, "I'm down to fuck right now, officer." Why my nigga pull over? Turn the car off, the fucking dash cam. My nigga turn the body cam off, bro.
Damn.
The fucking body cam. After about 20 minutes, because, you know, it's one of those. The back seat, you're not making love in the back seat. You're not lighting a candle, throwing on that good old Brian McKnight. That's just a quick little, you know what I'm saying? You might fuck to the CNN war report or some shit.
Facts.
but 20 minutes later, you called his man, and he was like, "Yo, you got the master key, bro?" His man was just like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Man, I'm locked in the back of my fucking police cruiser. Bring the master key." So his man come through, get him out the back of the car. Shit was peace. But there had to be an investigation for this whole situation. So the cop is saying that he was just checking on shorty. And the door accidentally locked behind him. And I'm pretty confident this is a white man. And I'm pretty confident that he never got pussy before. Because he can't lie. Like, they just put the transcripts out. And the transcripts was just like, "Yo, what time did you pull shorty over?" All right. "Hey, why'd you turn your body cam off? They set him up for the slow roll." "Sir, how familiar are you with your equipment? Like, you know, your utility belt, your boots. How familiar are you with that equipment?" "Oh yeah, I'm really familiar with it." "Oh, you really familiar? So you know how to work all your equipment?" "Yeah, I know how to work all my equipment." "Every item, huh?" "Yeah, I know how to work all of it. I wear it every day. Why wouldn't I know how to work it?" "So why you turn your body cam off?" Just like that. Like, they slow walked the dog. "Oh, no, I didn't turn it off. It was a technical issue." "Well, no, if it's a tech issue, this is what it looks like, but you had to put in your code to turn this hoe off. Dummy. Why you turn the cop car GPS computer shit off? Why you turn the dash cam off? Why was you missing in action for damn near an hour?
Dang.
And then just popped up. You only had to go 15 minutes to get back to the police station from where you arrested the lady. Why you was off the radar for an hour? This nigga couldn't answer none of these questions. So they said, you know what, bro? Come here. Stand in front of me. They called the doctors in the room. Doctors came through with that Benson and Stabler SVU kit. You know which one I'm talking about.
That joint.
With the long Q-tip. You feel me? This nigga tried to lawyer up, tried to get his union rep involved, and they said, no problem. Get your union rep. While you were sitting here asking for your union rep, we just hit your belt buckle in the front of your pants with this Q-tip. You wasn't even looking. You ain't even see the magic trick, my nigga. They didn't even put the Q-tip on his skin. Just the belt buckle and a little bit in the front of his pants.
Gotcha, bitch.
And Shorty's arrested. So they can get whatever the fuck they need from her for the investigation off GP. You want to know what they found on this nigga's belt buckle and the outside of his pants?
Enlighten me.
You guessed it, motherfucker. Semen. Semen. Now, I'm not going to say that I've had sex through the dick hole of denim. I definitely have not done that in 2024. But I do know that there are a lot of downsides to fucking through the dick hole of your pants.
It definitely is.
Semen is probably the number one downfall. And these are work pants, bro. These are like the fucking bulletproof, fire retardant. Like, these are the good ass work pants. They're going to hold all that semen DNA, bro. Well, these niggas were still running the investigation, and my son couldn't live with it, so he resigned.
Yes. He might as well, because he's probably finna go to jail.
Oh, that's, he violated. Now, my favorite part about this is that Shorty that stole the car, she held it down, WAP.
And she could have dropped a mean dime.
Listen, you know how rich a motherfucker would be if she said, boom, check it. I was in the back seat of the car with San Diego's finest. This nigga took from me. You feel me?
Facts.
Now San Diego's got to give me millions of dollars. And I need that shit by the time I get out for stealing this car.
Facts.
Oh, man. Sad shit, bro. Sad shit. I mean, I've done some nut up shit at my jobs. And sometimes semen was involved. Sometimes semen was on the dick hole of my pants. But I never worked anywhere where niggas was going to hit me with a DNA swab if I wasn't answering the questions correctly.
You ain't never arrested nobody. God damn it. Fuck you talking about.
I've never arrested nobody. You right. I mean, I put handcuffs on a bitch before.
Facts, but that bitch wasn't under no jurisdiction of the law. She's under your jurisdiction.
Just diction.
You hear me? Like, come on, man. That right there, bro, is like the number one way a lot of cops do begin like fired. Sexual conduct. You know, that's like on some. Even in that situation, you know, I'm guessing she initiated, so, you know what I'm saying? But, like, that's still abuse of power. You know, it's like, did you keep the handcuffs on the bitch? Like, damn. I'm a free one arm, bitch.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I might need the free one arm, but.
Real.
Now I'm in jeopardy. Like, maybe I gotta handcuff you to me.
Even then, make sure the ass full Nelson. Put your hands in front of yourself. It's just doing too much, bro. At this point, like, it's just really doing too much.
But what I will say is, I know for sure for shit show. That thing was hitting. I wasn't there.
This motherfucker's stupid.
I was not there. I can see Shorty. It's not hot girl summer. You know, she looked like a kind of average white or maybe a Hispanic woman with some decent tits. But I've been in the back of a cop car. And if a bitch can bust it in the back of a cop car, those are the acrobatics that I'm willing to put the 401k at risk for. I don't know about the pension. I do not know about the pension. But I'm definitely going to put it at risk. But I'm also leaving the door open because what the fuck is wrong with me?
No, that's facts. You said dude name was what?
His name was Officer Hare, Anthony Hare. That's a wild boy.
That's a wild boy.
In other arrested news, this shit makes me sad. New York City. Shout out to New York City. We're never going back, but in New York City, they're shutting down all the unlicensed weed dispensaries. And they're dead ass, like, locking your shop up, putting the big locks on your shit, putting a big ass notice on your window saying that this business is sealed by order of the Cannabis Control Board, removing, defacing anything in ordinance of this will leave you with penalties that cannot be rescinded by the Office of Cannabis Management. Illicit cannabis seized. So, we all know about the weed business. You can't do banking, so it's only cash, probably in a safe, probably in that fucking building that I can't even enter. And it's inventory of weed that they seized from me, also in this building, that I can't have access to. So y'all niggas gonna steal my money and resell my weed?
Damn.
All because niggas can't get in on your profits. Now, I get it. I need a license to sell weed, or else I'm just a regular ass weed man. I totally get it. But these, the retail, at least in Chelsea, New York City, the past 5 years, 3 to 5, whenever they got their shit legalized, right? They took up close to 40% of all of the retail leases in Chelsea, New York. So that means damn near half of the businesses was weed businesses.
Damn.
Yeah, they legalized recreational in 2021. But it can only be sold through state licensed shops.
I went to the dispensary on 420, boy. I seen them lines. I said, man, it ain't never been that serious. Them motherfuckers was camped out there, bro.
I mean, what do you expect? It's amateur hour. It's going to your favorite fucking Irish bar on St. Patty's Day. Niggas that only do this shit once or twice a year, they're out today. 420, same deal. And I'd be scared the rates is going to go up. Like, what's niggas charging?
Mm-mm. Because I went to Michigan.
Oh, you took a trip?
Hell no. Nah. That shit like an hour away.
That's a trip.
Ain't no trip. That's like, you know what I'm saying, going to Great America, some shit for me.
Well, I mean, I drove further for fireworks, so, yeah.
Like, it was just shit. Me and the homie, we on the ride there, so we smoking and shit. And I'm like, he like, man, bro. I mean, I got weed and shit too at the crib. I'm like, me too. I'm like, so what are we going for? White? Clearly, what the fuck? This is the only reason why we out here. Like, we got weed, but we still going to look at other weed. We're hypes.
This nigga hit you with the, we got food at the house?
We did, though. Like for real, shit. Man, we get out there, man. I'm talking about this. It's like, I mean, it's like an oasis of dispensary. As soon as you get off, like, as soon as you get in the Michigan, like, it's a oasis of dispensaries, bro. Like at least like 15 of them, bro. Each one of them. I'm talking about, you see the waves of people, bro. Like, damn. Like, it's one main road too. Like, once you get off the E-way, it's like 7 dispensaries, like, in the little area, bro. The road's so jam packed, bro. I'm talking about, like, I'm like, bro, man, let's go back to the career, bro. I'm not, it's no way I'm standing in these lines. It's gonna be like 2 to 3 hours, bro. No way, bro. It just won't happen. It ain't that serious. And then you get up in the, cause you know, you can like see the shit, you can go to their website, see what they got in stock or whatever, the deals they running. As soon as you get up in that, motherfucker gonna be like, well, we just ran out of that. Or we just ran out of this. Like, man, fuck that.
Oh, no, no. That's a bad shopping experience.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And everybody out here trying to get the because each one of the dispensaries got some type of promotion they running. First 100 customers get this, or first 400, you know what I'm saying? Get that type of deal. Man, fuck out of here. You're going to be goddamn part of the next 400 by the time you get in that motherfucker.
Nigga, you just got to camp out, wait till tomorrow. But get the sleeping bag out the car.
Yeah, like, that's the reality. You had to been out there April 19th, just posted. You had to be out there April 19th, posted, bro.
Real shit. I went to the wrong spot. I want to go to a dispensary again. I went to a dispensary on the strip in Vegas. And when I tell you they fleeced me.
Which one you go to?
Shit, I don't even remember the name. I might have it in my bank statement because I damn near called fraud on them hoes. But them niggas, when I tell you, so I'm on the strip in Vegas. I'm about to go to the Sphere. And I know the Sphere is about to be crazy. So I'm like, all right, you know, I got me a couple drinks. Yo, I'm going to stop at this little weed spot, get me some edibles, and get me some joints. Niggas is smoking joints all up and down the strip. So shit's going to be peace. Like, I smell weed all on the strip. Niggas is just doing it in the open. And this is like my second to last day. So I get OG Kush Indica dipped in Girl Scout cookie, wax, and rolled in keef. Four pre-rolls, half a gram each. So that gives me a total of 2 grams of bud. Knowing how much 2 grams is, and it's 4 pre-rolls, and I still got some time left in the city, I get 2 of those. Get a bag of edibles. 20 edibles. I think they was like 75 milligram each. I didn't want nothing too crazy strong because, like, I knew the Sphere shit was going to be nuts, and I still had to get back to the room. Like, it was like 10 o'clock. Like, I still wanted to parlay for the evening. So I'm like, all right, these 75 gram joints will be good. Got 20 of them. I'm probably going to end up taking some of these home. Cool. Put that shit down on the register. Shorty said $120. I said, bitch, $120 for what? It's 4 grams. She said, yeah, this was on special. And this cost this much, and this cost this much, and then the edibles were this much. And I said, oh, bitch. I need the spot off the strip that sells at regular fucking prices. Because that's how they get you trapped. For the motherfuckers that's staying in the hotel, staying in the casino, that don't have a rental, you can't get off the strip to go to the dispensary. But I paid it. And I smoked two of them Jones before I went in the Sphere and took an edible. And I had a great fucking time. Actually, that was some pretty good weed. The wax with the keef on the outside. Them white boys did they fucking big one with that shit. That shit was crazy.
Man. All I know when I go to Vegas, bro, like, I went to Cookies. That shit was overrated. Like, I just felt like I spent too much money in that motherfucker.
Yeah. I could only imagine because I look at them like the fucking the Walmart of dispensaries.
They just really, yeah, I mean, they just, the name, it's just the name. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. But I ain't gonna lie, the best dispensaries I really went to was the one in L.A. Like, they dispensaries, like, they don't get no fuck. At least last time I went out there, bro, like, you can literally, like, put your face in the weed, you feel me? Like, get a good smell of that shit. Like, some of these dispensaries, they had that shit harvest. It'd be hard as hell, crunchy as hell. I don't like that shit. That weed in LA be like fresh. And they always got the happy hour specials when you walk in that motherfucker. Like, they treat you so well, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get 2 free pre-rolls for every 3 grams you buy. Like, damn.
No, that's my bag. I'm looking for a deal.
I love a deal.
I'm looking for a deal because the weed man never gave me a deal. Like, he shorted me on this trip and he said he was going to look out on the next one, but neither of us ever remember this conversation happening.
Oh, no. You know how that go. I said that.
Nah, I wouldn't short you, folk. I wouldn't do you like that. Bro, I got the text thread, dog. Now, why would you even text me something like that? You them boys or something?
What
really,
bro?
Nigga?
Hey, come on, man.
Over a 0.4? You think I'm the boys over a 0.4?
I got on that with one of my homies, like plugs or whatever. Like, cause I had, you know, like, now where you get this from? They're smoking. I my man's dude. He do the joints for 35. So I get me one, come back to the crib, you know, because this is my first time fucking a motherfucker. It smell good, but let me make sure it's all there. Oh, this a 3-0. It's supposed to be a 3. Hold on. He put like, bro, no, what I'm saying? I'm missing a half a G. He like, no, I really only do the 3-0s, really. But why you say it's a 3-5? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, bro, I'm never shopping with you again, bro. Like, you telling me it's a 3-5, but you talking about you really only do 3-0s. Like, nah, I don't do that shit, bro. That's what you do deal with when you kind of fucking outside of your connect. You fucking with somebody outside of your connect, you definitely finna get shorted or taxed to a degree.
Yeah, I'll call the cops on you.
This nigga's stupid.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Like, it's some shit that will make me never do business with you again. That fucking I'm on my way shit and niggas don't show up for 16 hours. Never. Never again. If I come through to your spot and you don't even respect me enough to have the joint to scale out so that I could, don't make me walk away from your line of sight and then tell you it's short. Cause now you don't trust me and you think I'm doing some dirt. Do it in my face. Throw this shit on the scale in my face. Oh, it's a 3.3. All right, bro. If I walk away with it, I don't even care about the 0.2. You feel me?
At this point.
Cause I walked away with it.
I ain't gonna even probably trip on the 3. If I got home and measured some shit, it was 3.3. I ain't even finna say nothing about it. Like that the 3-0 is disrespectful. That's intentional.
That's a blunt. Well, no, that's not a blunt. But it's a nick.
It, man, listen.
It's a nick. It's a nick.
It's enough to goddamn it. It's noticeable. Like, period. If I'm only getting the 3.5, boy, that's goddamn it. You keep a 0.5 of my shit. That's damn near 15% of my shit, man.
He's smoking on you.
Man,
you smoked him out.
Do that though. A lot of motherfuckers do that. If you do that to 10 customers, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? That's
Oh shit. Oh shit. I just did the math.
$5,000. Shit.
Nah, we going to war. Me and your customers. We about to ride out on y'all niggas. We about to treat this shit like I'm going to be Marlo. You going to be fucking Crisp. The other motherfucker going to be Snoop. Like, we finna get at you niggas over that 5. We going to band together like Voltron for that 0.5.
You heavy? Motherfuckers going to have to see you. Like, come on, bro. You done did that. Like, all you had to do was do that to 10 motherfuckers for 3 days. God damn it, you got a 14.
Damn, you back up. You done read up.
Shit. That's just your smoke. You feel me?
It's already paid for. Don't cut in the profits.
Cutting the profit. Like that shit bogus. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's the way motherfuckers get down. That's the cheat codes for a lot of niggas. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
Well, I got a question because somebody was talking about this today. And I kind of got mad. So, story first, question second. First, the young lady said, when I get with a nigga and we're around each other enough, he's responsible for my weed. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, you forgetful. You a forgetful bitch. Like you don't remember where you put your weed. Or you be going to work and you don't be having like that blunt roll for the way to work for the lunch break. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you just want me to make sure that you maintain your weed intake as your partner. Yeah, that too. What do you mean that too? Well, yeah, like if we fucking with each other, then like when I'm with you, I'm smoking your weed. And when I'm not with you, I'm smoking the weed that you purchased for me on my behalf.
That's exactly how they think, bro.
I was offended. So now I gotta be your weed man too?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why I never dealt with chicks that smoke. Because I don't know if I could do that. Number one, nobody smokes more for the dumbest reasons than somebody who's not paying for the weed. I gotta smoke before I eat. I gotta smoke before I get in the shower. I gotta smoke after the shower. I gotta smoke after I wash my face. I just put my left shoe on. Gotta smoke. Just put my right shoe on. Gotta smoke. I'm about to smoke. I need to hurry up and smoke this joint while I roll up my next blunt. Like them smokers, you can tell they don't fucking, they're either smoking Reggie, smoking dick, or they fucking not paying for their weed.
No, it's definitely not paying for their weed. But the thing about it though, like the exotic weeds, bro, which especially in Chicago, like everything is so trendy, you know. I mean, clearly the world is like, we live in this trendy ass world, right? But like ever since the Zodin came out the way it has, don't get me wrong, I love smoking Zod. I'm finna smoke some Zod right now, right? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But it is very expensive and it's addictive. It's like super addictive because like once you smoke Zod, you can't smoke nothing else. Like that day is what I'm saying. Like if you start your day off with some OG and then you flame you up some Zod, you don't want no more OG.
Because Zod is that good that everything else is trash.
It's like it makes everything else worse. You know what I'm saying? It's like you just chasing that high. Chasing that taste. Like the Zod just tastes better. You know what I'm saying? So like, but the females, like, that's, you know, of course they want to be smoking Zod. You know what I'm saying? They want the best of everything. Females. So if you fucking with a female and you get her some, you give her a little 3-5. That's for a lot of these females, they smoking woods. That's really two blunts.
Ugh, disgusting.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you get two blunts out that motherfucker.
Hey, yo, keep your girl away from me and my household if she's smoking woods.
I don't even want a female. Like you said, I don't even want to deal with a female no more, though, like that. Yeah.
It sounds expensive.
It is.
I have to keep my own weed for me. Then you're going to smoke my weed with me. And then I got to give you to-go weed?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, so here's a hypothetical for you. Your girl. You in a bind? No. She's off work. And you're working. You put in the order, tell Bay to go pick it up. Yo, Bay, I put in the order with Reggie. Go on and get that. So when I come home, we can, you know, we can blow it down. It's Friday, 3-day weekend. You told babe, get the half. You know what I'm saying? Get the half, babe. I just got my check. Get the half. You send her the bread. Boop, boop. Cash app goes off. You get home, 14 there, all accounted for. Because she know better than to touch it before you get to see it, inspect it, all the shit you need to do. But then she give you some change back. Now, you've been shopping with Reggie for quite some time, and you know the 14 and the price for the 14. And she say Reggie gave a discount. What do you do?
It's yours.
Man, at the end of the day.
The day go in.
In that situation, right, it's tricky because, like, hypothetically, I get it. But realistically, I'm not doing it because I know the weed man probably want to fuck my bitch. I already know that. So that's why I wouldn't even set nothing up like that unless the weed man and is like a family member that I truly just know character. Like, I know that character. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. Hell nah. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even about not trusting your girl in that situation. Like, if it's just a regular weed man, like, nah, I ain't finna put my girl in the line of fire, because I know what niggas be on. Niggas, and Reggie is definitely in that situation. Reggie trying to, he probably, I damn near need to search the bitch. Bitch, did Reggie equal 7-2?
Hey, yo. Reggie gave her a discount and a 7?
Man, and the fuck around gave us some dick count.
Oh, no. She got the dick.
Yeah.
Now, I only know that she got, so this were, if this happens to me, I only know that she got some extra weed because I done sent motherfuckers to the store a million times for just the most randomest of things. Nobody has ever bought me change back.
Damn.
No, in my entire life, nigga, I'm 40. Nobody has ever brought me change back. Maybe I'm pussy. I don't know. But I just know that nobody's ever brought me change back or a receipt. That's just the cost of doing business.
That's true.
Nigga. But I know if Shorty came back with change, then now that's Reggie's girl now.
Hell yeah.
And as soon as I smell that weed and she tells me about this discount.
You want to see a dead body?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I got, you know? Either her or Reggie. Somebody has to go. Man. And Reggie, you know, you're not loyal to your weed man like you loyal to your barber. I know that much.
I mean... Yeah, I mean, you not, of course, because you always find another. But, like, it ain't Reggie's fault that your bitch going, though. Like, if Reggie my homie, then that's something different. Like, if he my homie, then I got to cut him off because, like, it's deeper than just weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you done crossed all the lines. And Shorty dumb. Like, why would you give me the change back? You're dumb. You shouldn't even say shit. Should be your little secret. You know what I mean?
You're my little secret. Yeah. That's how we gonna keep it.
But sometimes they be guilty and they'll tell themselves when they're guilty. They just tell them, like, here go the change. You're like, bitch, what change? I know how much Reggie sell them for. Wait, let me call Reggie real quick. Shoot Reggie a text. Hey, my man's 114. How much? Yeah, exactly, bitch. Why you got change? I sent you exactly how much that shit costs, and you got change for what?
Yeah, we don't tip Reggie. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do not tip. What do you mean he couldn't break the 20? Like, I don't get why you came home with change. Also, if hearing this information from young ladies made me realize why every female smoker I know, except for the ugly ones, why they smoke for free. It all made sense. It's a nigga buying your weed for you.
Absolutely.
And that baffles me. Because not only are men having to provide with all these bills that need to be paid, you can't even keep up with your habit? Man. Are women crackheads?
Boy, yes.
That's crazy.
Man, bro.
And this will be my last pause before Pride. But men are the prize.
We are. But I ain't gonna lie, society done flipped it now. You know what I'm saying? The world we live in today, like, they done made it so that the women are the prize. You know what I'm saying? And to a degree, back about 50 years ago, like, I would say a good woman would be a prize. Like, but like now, it's so many good women just standing next to the hoes that you don't even know.
With the BBLs.
Yeah, you just don't know. You just like, damn. Like,
well, no, you know who's a good woman. You know who the good women are. If you had a kid on her in your relationship and she's still with you, that's a good woman.
There ain't no woman doing that though nowadays, bro.
Only because them fucking Instagram family pajama pictures look real crazy when you got that random ass looking baby and don't nobody remember your shorty being pregnant. That's the only reason why. If it wasn't for them holiday fucking pajama photos.
And that goes on where? Social media platforms, right? Is about image. So like, that's why I say like, a female today, bro, she's not finna stay with you and have a baby on her unless you already got a baby by her. If you got a baby by her and then you go have a baby on her, she might take your ass back. She not finna deal with you having a whole baby on her. Like, you need to be fucking worried if she's still around and you done had a baby on her. She got some real diabolical shit planned for your ass. They get even now. Ain't no, you feel me? They getting even, bro.
Yeah, but don't think I'm strong enough to take care of another nigga kid. Because I'm not. I'm not strong enough to take care of another nigga's kid. So if that's your, like, get your revenge another way. Still on my bank account. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Just something else. But don't come home with another nigga's baby secretly thinking that I'm not going to be suspicious when this nigga got green eyes. And none of them is lazy. You got one of my kids in this house with active eyes. Fuck out of here. That's not my kid.
Hey, but that's the scary part of today, bro. Like as a man, you just got way more to lose than these women. Like, these women think they their biological clock is moving faster. So yeah, they need to get shit done within the window. But the problem is, again, they stand it like it's too many good women that's aligned with hoes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to separate yourself from the hoes. Like, at the end of the day.
Women used to have the hoe friend. And it was like a bunch of good women and that one hoe friend, like Sex in the City with Samantha. She was the hoe friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's whole friends. It's the whole clique with a good woman friend.
Exactly.
And she's usually the designated driver.
She the one. She usually the designated driver type shit. Or
hold our phones, bitch.
Right. Be like, y'all is nasty. Y'all is wild. Then they get on her like, you need to loosen up, bitch.
That's why Trevor left you.
You thought he, you just want to be just so in love with a nigga. That nigga probably fucking somebody right now. And she turned it, and it's like they morphing these hoes to be the good girls. They morphing their ass to be thots. It's like it's the world we living in right now, bro. Like, and then it's a lot of these niggas. They don't mind it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to a degree. Like, if you tell your girl, hey, I don't like you wearing that shit, you an insecure ass nigga.
Facts.
Like, sure.
I wish you wasn't insecure.
Like,
like, I wish you wasn't insecure. I can't even just say, like, yo, I don't think you should wear that out. I don't think it's respectful to us having a relationship. I think it makes me look dumb. You know, it makes me look stupid when you go out, you wear these outfits and you shaking your ass and Tina's in the background yelling, hey,
hey, bitch. Like,
oh, bitch. Hey, hey, that's my bitch. And then they'll laugh you out the gym. Yo, you a weak ass nigga. I knew you wasn't you never had a real bad bitch before. Well,
that's the line they put on you. You never had a bad bitch before.
I love that. I love that line. Out of all the women bars, that, you know what, you never had a bad bitch evolve from? You know what that was in its infancy stage?
What was it?
Nigga, you gay.
True.
When you used to say some shit to a woman, nigga, you gay.
Gay?
Nigga, you a bitch. Now it's, you never had a bad bitch. So you don't know the rules to the game that you playing. Like, this comes with the territory of having a bad bitch.
And they right to a degree. That's the sad part, though.
Nah, you can still have your preferences. Because, look, if I say that you wearing this and going out to the club every weekend and shaking ass and showing skin makes me look dumb, and you tell me I never had a bad bitch, well, if my side bitch gets on the internet, starts posting pictures of us doing cutesy dates, you're going to come and tell me that I made you look dumb in public.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you never had a provider before, ma. You never had that nigga before. You never had a bad bald head man bitch.
You is stupid. No, that's true though. Like when it's all said and done, it's like and my ex used to say that shit all the time. Like, you not used to having a bad bitch. Like, bitch, I didn't even know you was a bad bitch. I met you with a bonnet on, bitch. You had the bonnet in a broke pair of glasses, bitch. Like,
what the fuck? With the tape on the side,
bitch. You the fuck? Like, now you a bad bitch. Like, man, you bitches is funny, man. Like,
you a bad bitch because I paid all the bills and you got to put that into self-care.
Yeah.
And makeup.
Sleep.
And your hair.
Taking 4-hour naps in the middle of the fucking day and shit, bitch. You preserving like a motherfucker, bitch. That's why.
Put that bitch in saran wrap.
Oh, I'm right. These bitches be like, bro, they be so fucking retarded when you talk to them, bro. Like, shorty, like, I done definitely had cuter bitches than you. Like, if that's what we talking about.
No, that's the new bar. That's the new bar, man. DJ World Premiere just solved most of your problems right here.
It's yours.
And I'm glad Boo Wop was here sitting shotgun with me.
It's yours.
In our true fashion.
It's yours.
Next time a young lady tells you that you never had a bad bitch, you tell her,
you never had a zaddy. Bitch, you ain't never had a zaddy.
Fuck.
Whatever your shirt color is, That's what you go for. Hey, bitch, you never had a red shirt zaddy. Never in your life.
That's it. That's all I got for y'all. You never had a zaddy.
That's just the reality, though. Like, a lot of these females, especially our sisters, you know, I hate to throw, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the reality. It's mostly our sisters that's super unrealistic nowadays. They're super unrealistic. Like, they really believe, like, if you, you know, if you telling them, like, hey, I'm not appreciating that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like, nowadays, though, the problem is, though, you can't even talk to the bitch. So the only thing you can do as a man, you just got to leave the bitch. Soon she play with you like that, I'm finna go outside, what is, you just got to leave. That's what I tell any young motherfucker. You fucking with a female right now, I'm finna go out with my bitch and she half naked. All right, that's going to be the last time you see me, bitch, because as soon as you try to tell the bitch, she gonna try to call you out. Or let me say this, because this is what my ex used to do. She would sit her ass in the crib, be angry than a motherfucker because I get on her ass. All right, hell nah, you not, nah, fuck that. Not doing that. We not doing that, bitch. I pay all the bills in this motherfucker, bitch. You're not going nowhere dressed like that, bitch. Hell nah.
Oh, she hit you with the slam cabinets. She was slamming cabinets on your ass.
Doors, all type of shit. Mad as hell. But all that do is a bitch just get slick on you. Bitch, go out regular than a motherfucking, go to a friend's house, have a whole outfit, a closet over there, some shit. You'll never know. Bitch got a whole closet over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she snuck the outfit out in her purse. Yeah, she left the crib wearing a big ass hoodie, just like they used to do when they was going to school, the Young Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they do. But that's like, the reality is that's just even worse. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause it's one thing when you just accept it, you like, all right, go ahead, woo woo. It's another when they feel like they gotta sneak. Now you never know. You just never know. Bitch say, I'm just going over to such and such house. We ain't doing nothing. Like, that's all it become. It become you know what I'm saying? It become the sneak game. And then the sneak game turn into the resent game. Like, why am I even doing this? I should just be able to go out, look good. God damn. Like, why do you even want me? I'm a bad bitch.
Your girl that can't walk 15 feet without taking a picture and posting it on social media went zero dark 30 on the girls' night.
Yeah.
She went zero dark 30 like LeBron during the playoffs. Ain't post shit. None of her friends posted shit. Oh, you bitches think I'm dumb. You think I'm dumb. You think I got CTE. That's what I think bitches dealt with some niggas that had CTE or that couldn't fucking read or write. And they got away with murder, and they just think that's part of course.
It's that, and it's just still. It's like, it's just the world we live in, bro. Like, I'm telling you, motherfucker Charleston White, when I said that nigga be spitting, he be spitting. When you just think about it from this standpoint, like even if you got a sad bitch, right? Now, granted, she may know her place. But she had her little attitudes too. You feel? You know, especially if she ain't seen you in a minute or whatever, she gonna have her little attitude. She's going to be, you gonna have to do some extra shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is, Shorty Woo. You gonna have to do every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna have to deal with her little attitude. A sad nigga, he just wants to fuck. He just want to fuck. He, goddamn it, you could be asleep. Yo, bitch, get up at 2 in the morning, like Charleston White said. I mean, y'all could be laying in the bed 9 in the morning, laying in the bed. I go Amazon at the door. I'm finna go get this package. It's her nigga. Bend that little motherfucker over. Let him hit for 2-3 minutes. Right back upstairs. You wouldn't that bitch still sleep. Man, you ain't getting away with that bitch. You think you can get away with that with your bitch at the crib? Hell no. Nah. Bitch, you tell your bitch, that's my Amazon package. I'm finna go grab it real quick. She downstairs with you. What you get?
That bitch delivering Amazon to us. Tell that bitch deliver something for me next time. Your imaginary bitch. When you're in a relationship, that imaginary bitch that you don't have, she be the woman that you need in your life.
Ex.
Your girl be hit every time you turn. You got your haircut for that bitch. You ain't need a lot at dinner today. That bitch bought you lunch at work. I'm like, this bitch sounds like a great woman.
Like, I need this bitch.
I'm looking for her.
This bitch keeps haircuts. Shit. You don't
turn up the lights.
The fuck? Man, bro. When you in a relationship, bro, like you said, the imaginary bitch always gets you in trouble. And it's like, damn. I would love to meet this bitch. Whoever this bitch you talking about, you describe it. I would love to meet this bitch.
Sounds phenomenal.
The bitch you need to be worried about, really though, you don't, like, for the most part, again, like, you don't need to even worry about this bitch. Because if the bitch get out of line, I'm going to have to dismiss the bitch anyway. Because that's the difference between men when they cheat versus women when they cheat. Bitch be in love with the side nigga. She in love. She fantasizing about the side nigga while she with your ass. I low-key can't even stand my side bitch either. She get on my nerves just like you sometimes.
That's crazy.
Because the side bitch start asking questions. We never do anything. This all it's going to be. You just always come fuck me, huh? Yes. You knew the rule, bitch.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you'll always be available.
Like the fuck?
Hey. I start sounding like uncle, like your uncle. You like these lights on, don't you, baby? You like these lights? That car outside got gas in it, don't it? Pick your phone up and call somebody. Send a text message to somebody.
Be like motherfucking Troy Maxson. My nigga Denzel on Fences.
you lay your hind parts down in my bed every night, don't you? You got my food in your belly? Don't worry about if I like you. Your mama and me worked that out between the both of us, and liking your ass wasn't part of the bargain.
Hey, no, I'm talking about what we tell Rose when she came down there, Troy, is you coming home? I know it's Friday, Troy. He said, like, don't I bring you that check every week?
Every week.
Every week. He said, that's 365 days, Rose.
She said, yeah, but you be out all night, Troy.
Don't I come home every night? That's 365 days goddamn a year. I come home, don't I? Every night. So what, I go out on this Friday and I don't come straight home from work? Like, and that's like, Denzel basically told her how a nigga do be feeling about this little sad bitch, but we just don't say it. Like, this bitch let me feel like I can let go, bitch. When I come see you, all I think about is these bills I gotta pay for your ass. And how you just take it for granted, too. Granted, I ain't gonna say Shorty was like a lot of these females. She was a real modern woman, a real housewife. But these bitches these days, bro, they not housewives. They're
homeless.
Man,
they're homeless.
They want you to be a traditional man, pay all the bills, and and the women are worse than ever.
With no traditions.
With no traditions,
except for the ones that they want you to care. That's my bag, though. That's my bag. Also, side note, and I don't know this from experience or anything, but never, never, ladies and gentlemen that listen to the pod, never get your side chick furniture that you find comfortable. See, that was Troy's problem. He liked her home. She had a comfortable home, and it was never no static there. It's chores at the house. You got your illegitimate son coming through to borrow $10 on check day. You got your retarded brother chasing the hellhounds up and down the street. You got Mr. Bono. That nigga's your shadow. He the ops, for real.
He talking about you the ops. That was his man's, man.
Nah, Mr. Bono was the ops, because why we in my backyard cutting wood for the fence, and he gonna say, now Troy, I seen you down at the bar with Eleanor. Like, bitch, we are in the backyard of my house. It's a screen door. It's not a lead door. It's not the bank door with the little dial that you can swing on it. That's a fucking screen door, bro. We walk home from work every day, and you gonna pick my backyard to have this conversation with me?
I don't know. They ain't sure if Rose was there or not, but like, regardless though, like, I think that was a homie letting them know, like, he's seeing them go in too deep with Shorty.
Then walk two houses down the block with me, like, and let's have this conversation.
Let's smoke square real quick, man.
Let's go to the corner to throw real quick, get some Lucy's.
They tell Terrence Howard in that Ashanti video, you gotta go home. You understand me? You just gotta go home. You feel me?
Man, you gotta go home, nigga. Like, you're not on the Molly. Like, you can't fucking get away with this shit. You making it hot for me. Matter of fact, that's what Mr. Bono should have said.
But Troy low key was in love with that bitch, though. That's the problem. You can't fall in love with your side bitch. You just can't do it.
Troy was in love with her. And he said it, like, you know, she sees something in me, and I ain't even know I had it in myself. And then when Shorty died,
that nigga damn near fell out, boy.
Oh man, I was hurting for Troy. It was like fucking that episode of Power when Angela Valdez died and Ghost is yelling at Tasha, his wife.
Lost the love of my life.
I lost the love of my life, nigga.
How you tell your wife this shit? Most savage moments in TV history, bro. Like,
that's how you do it. Troy had that moment and then came home with the baby.
On my life.
Now this baby ain't got no mama. And this baby ain't did nothing to you.
This baby innocent, Rose.
Innocent, Rose.
Rose was a real bitch, though. She told him, like, I got the baby, but you just lost your wife, though.
Nah, that's cool, though. Like, hey, it's whatever. Troy lost his wife. He kicked his son out the house because he came home drunk. He kicked his son out the house. They got to arguing. Kick his son out the house. And then he just bad boys move in silence. That nigga just came home from work, swung the baseball bat, drank some gin on Friday, and that's how he carried it. And then he passed away.
Yes, but the translation, when Rose said you lost your wife, that meant you probably hit this motherfucker like once or twice a month now.
Okay. I don't think that nigga hit it after. He told her that the girl was pregnant. I think he might have beat one time, because every time that some shit like that happens, you get that I'm trying to keep you here sex, right? Like that make me feel good, Monster Ball, Halle Berry, like that sex. You get that sex. And then it's on ice. But don't you go looking elsewhere. I'm not going to give you none, and you better not go find none.
At that point, it's over with for Troy, though. Like you said, like, he can't even, he realistically can't even do nothing. Like, he just need to chill anyway. Because you done already lost one side, bitch, and he fell in love with her too. So it's like, it's just a dangerous game, because like, you fuck around, do that, then leave this child on Rose, and then kick that, her biological out, though. Like, that'd be tough.
Nah, that shit was sad, bro. That shit was sad. Like, why?
Testament of man, though, still, though, like, what he deal with, though, like, nigga paying all the bills, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit. It's just rough, bro. It's just even rougher now, though. Like, the truth of the matter is, it's way rougher now. Like, there is no real hope. If you're a man trying to date today, and especially if you're trying to date black women, like, it's either you got to beat on them, and I wouldn't advise nobody to do that, right? But, like, if that's the mentality, it's like, you know, they so masculine. They, you know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, I'm not on that. If I gotta, I'm already fighting in the motherfucking world. Why do I gotta come home and fight your ass? Like, who wants to do that? And then they don't have no empathy for a nigga at all. It's just get it done.
Be the man you're supposed to be and get it done.
Yeah. It's like, damn. And then they'll say, like, I heard a female say some shit like, if you can't handle what I'm talking about, then you either need to move out the way and let the real man, you know what I'm saying? You blocking another nigga type shit. I done heard females say this shit to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, the female I was talking to at the job and shit, she like, yeah. I'm like, still fucking with dude, woo, woo. She, nah, I ain't fucking with him no more. You know, he just, you know, he act like he don't know what I like and stuff like that. You know, he just in my way. I'm like, but say he just took you on a little trip and shit. Yeah, he did that, but you know, it's my birthday and I wanted him to do X, Y, and Z, blah, blah, blah. It's like, did you tell him this though? No, I just feel like he should know. So nigga need to read your mind too, huh? I'm Mr. Cleo now, huh?
Niggas definitely gotta be psychic.
Like, bro, fuck out of here.
If you not psychic, you not gonna survive.
You just not gonna survive.
But that's kind of fire, though. That's kind of fire that you think out of all the time you done knew me, you woke up one day and thought you was fucking with an X-Man.
Yeah.
Like, hey, bitch, you know what, bitch? You see something in me my grandma ain't see. You know what I'm saying?
Rex,
but I like the way you do business, bitch.
Fuck a neighbor till I make a say. Fuck a neighbor till I make a say. $20 million, make it cash, honey. Honey, need a lamb with the ass on it. Don't show me that little booty, put some pants on it. But baby, you freaky, make her dance on it. Ever since I got money, I got attitude. Can't be no broke, bitch, I might get mad at you. Can't be no broke, baby, I might get mad at you. Can't be no old, nigga, I might just snatch a boy.
Oh. what you need. Niggas can't fuck with me. You wanna move cities, then come to me. Wanna have fun with me, like I'm a rich nigga, no bumming me. I wanna rock like grow with me. I feel so good, she gon' come for me.
I'm sort of my lean, I'm baby king. Ring cost to put a key. It's 5 and 2, she ride with me. It's like TNT American, ain't need compare. Nigga don't play with the stones, you play all day. 120 mil, make it cash run. Honey, meet a lamb with the ass on it. Don't show me that little booty, put some pants on it. But baby, you freaky, make her dance on it. Ever since I got money, I got attitude. Can't be no broke, bitch, I might get mad at you. Can't be no broke, baby, I might get mad at you. Can't be no old, nigga, I might just snatch a bone.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is
it's
yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.